Calling all gymnasts. Ready to take your game to the next level? Meet your secret weapon. Full out collegiate recruiting. We get it. The journey from club gymnastics to collegiate athlete can feel like a maze. But fear not. With Full Out, you'll get the education and guidance you need to navigate the recruiting process like a pro. Here's the game plan. We'll craft a personalized recruiting plan tailored just for you. Think of it as your roadmap to success, designed to showcase your talents and catch the eye of collegiate programs. But wait, there's more. You won't go it alone. Picture having a seasoned mentor by your side, guiding you through every twist and turn of the journey. That's what Full Out brings to the table, a dedicated mentor who's been there, done that, and is ready to help you achieve your dreams. Don't let uncertainty hold you back. Join the ranks of successful student athletes who have trusted Full Out Collegiate Recruiting to turn their dreams into reality. Visit our website today at www.fulloutrecruit.com. That's www.fulloutrecruit.com to learn more and take the first step towards your future in collegiate sports. Mention Region 5 College Salute Podcast during your free consultation and get a $50 credit when you sign on.
Everybody get up, it's time to slam now. We got a real jam going down. Welcome to the conference champs. Do your dance in Spartan land. All right, wave your hands in the air if you're feeling fine. We're gonna take it into history time. Welcome to the conference champs. Do your dance in Spartan land. All right. Hey, J-Mac, turn it up. K-Slice, gonna burn it up. Now run, Broncos, run. Slam, bam, thank you, ma'am. Now get on the floor and jam. If you see me behind the cam, let's dance from coast to coast. Just slide from left to right, just glide like a kip in your face. What's up? On and on, let's go. Say na, 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 na. Let's start the pod. Y'all ready for this?
From Space Jam to Conference Championships. And here is to 100 salutes. Another 10, but first for this athlete, though it was one of many at that meet. Kim fought for her photo box space this week. Conference tournament champ again after 10 years, and won for the very first time in program history. Bleeding toe can't stop a Spartan. Lots of alums crowned conference champions this week. And geography is not Jason's strong suit. Welcome back to the only podcast with a gymnastics-inspired rap every week. The College Salute Podcast, the place you go for all you need to know about how our Region 5 alums are doing during their NCAA careers. You know Kim, and of course I'm Jason, and welcome to our 100th episode of the College Salute Podcast. We started this 6 years ago as a way to keep our Region 5 alums a part of our Region 5 insider media. And we have enjoyed the ride and hopefully have gotten better at it in the process. Congrats, Kim. And except for season 4, week 5, which you basically took the camera, slammed it down like a flip phone, and said, enough of this. We've made it through each and every season, bringing you behind the scenes and kept you in the loop with the successes and the struggles of our Region 5 alums. And we have enjoyed every minute of it. So, Kim, thank you for being on this journey with me. And I enjoy talking college gymnastics with you. I say each week, but it pretty much is almost every day.
It's a pleasure to be here.
It's a pleasure.
On this 100th episode.
Yes, we have enjoyed it, and we have a lot to get to because we obviously, as I said in the intro, we have a lot of champions. We have a lot of behind the scenes. Kim, of course, with Michigan State. She's a photographer that, you know, if she needs something, she's going to go out there and get it, and we're going to talk about it in a minute. But again, before we do that, a free way to support our show is by leaving a 5-star rating and review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to the College Salute Podcast. Tell us what you love about the show and what you like to see improved. Like I said, over 6 years, hopefully we have improved there. The review helps us and helps others discover our podcast and join our Region 5 family. Help us continue to grow our podcast, which is the only regionally based gymnastics podcast in the country. We continue to show our Region 5 alums love throughout their careers. So please show us some love with a review and a 5-star rating. And we would like to thank Alina Markovitz. Is that how you say it, Kim?
Yeah.
Markovitz. She sent us a review, 5-star rating. Alina actually does commentating for Central Michigan.
She does.
But she apparently likes to listen to our podcast as well. And we are excited that we have another review. And it was awesome to see. So thank you so much. And we appreciate you, all of your efforts and work with Central Michigan as well. So
yes, thank you. Thank you for being another one who cares and loves and talks gymnastics all the time.
Go out there. Give us the ratings. Help us out. We'd love to obviously continue to promote this podcast and, increase our numbers base, which has increased over the last 2 years for sure. We mentioned on our last show that we would have a very special guest for our 100th episode. And though we are going to have this 100th episode guest, just not on the 100th episode.
And why are we going to have them on the 100th episode, Jason?
Well, my sense of U.S. geography and time zones needs a little checking. Apparently, I thought the place in which this particular person, and we're not going to give it away yet, was from is the central region or the East Coast, and it's actually central like we are, or at least I am. But I have to remember, I run in East Coast because everybody in Region 5 but me and like Illinois pretty much is all East Coast. And so for some reason, I just put that in my mind and that's what it is. So the person was going to come on 1 hour later than I thought and we couldn't do the show.
Yeah.
And that particular individual is very busy over the next week and a half. So we're going to try to fit it in, but we will get it in. It will get done. And I know you will love to have to listen to our special guest, we'll just have to wait and put that on to another day, but we will get it done. Don't worry,
we will. And a time zone map has been Amazon to Jason's house.
I will now know all time zones from now on. But anyway, sorry about that, because we were looking forward to it, but again, our guest will be joining us. Don't worry. Just got to find time to get it in. Hopefully, maybe by the regional episode, maybe the regional preview, but definitely hopefully by regionals. And there's a reason why for that. So anyway, we're going to jump a little bit and kind of switch this up a little bit. We're having a D3 Athlete of the Week this week. And the reason for that, we have a NCGA national champion, Kim. A 2-time national champion, meaning 2-event national champion this year. Mia Lucero from Wisconsin Oshkosh. She tied for first on vault with a 9.825, very nice layout full. And then one floor with a 9.9. Very nice last pass, beautiful double back. But she does the split, I sent it to you, she does the split thing that, not exactly the way Skyla Schulte does it, but kind of the same, where it kind of goes with the music and then she hits the floor. Skyla turns a little bit in her split, but she slides down slowly, and I thought that was cool. That's kind of, very similar to Skyla's thing. So, so congratulations to Mia. That's awesome. 2 events, national champion for the D3 program, and we are excited to have you as our D3 Athlete of the Week for Championship Weekend. And we will have a full Alumni Monday next Monday from all of our alums at the NCGA, like I do every year, giving highlight routines from that particular meet. So look forward to that next Monday. We'll be on Monday because I'm already preparing for it. So it'll actually be an Alumni Monday. Not Alumni Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday, and Alumni Monday. So look forward to next week's Alumni Monday from NCGA Championships, all of our alums, and you'll get to see Mia's vault. I'm probably going to post her floor, however, on our Instagram, so you'll get to see that.
It's only taking you 12 weeks.
I know. I think I get Alumni Monday maybe once and maybe twice this year. I know the first one
in week one?
Monday. Yes, that was the very first one. So,
well, I mean, anyway. First and last, it's fine. Just bookend the season. It's great. You're doing great.
I'm good trying. Job. All right, so we'll break down our Fab Five, and there's quite a bit of things going on throughout all the championships that we.
I don't know why we continue to call this Fab Five.
We just call it because it's the Fab Five because we're five. That's
we
it.
We just need
fab.
To call
it's
it.
It's never five.
Just fabulous.
It's fabulous. It's just fabulous. The five
it's
fabulous.
The fabulous.
I mean, it could be just the Fab Five, F-I-V-E, not necessarily meaning five of something, just five, the number.
Oh,
five,
true.
Whatever. But. You know, it is what it is. It's the fabulous five of not five ever, 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 ever,
yeah.
ever. I don't think it ever has been. But
there's a five. There's a five somewhere in here.
Yeah. Yes. Speaking of Region Five, MSU killed it with their Region Five lineup on floor. Killed it. Okay.
They absolutely did.
Yes, Region Five is pretty much the entire lineups except for like one, maybe two, in each event except for floor. But floor, all Region Five alums, and they killed it. It was awesome. So much
yes,
fun.
Yes, they did. They did.
I'd love to mention when we have all five, you know, all six members being Region 5 alums.
Me too. I think that's
so that
amazing.
Was cool. All right, OMG, OSU, they can be twisted into a pretzel, Kim, like a pretzel on a blindfold, and yet still stick double tucks. Okay. Now, Emma wasn't quite the pretzel. Emma just was very, like, she looked like she missed her hand as she's coming on around her blindfold. Her hand kind of jarred and slipped and goes right into a double tuck and stuck. Okay.
What?
Now, she did a blindfold on bars, Emma Pritchard, and her hand just slipped a little bit, like kind of slid down, and she was kind of sideways a little bit coming into the swing for the double tuck, still did a beautiful double back and stuck the landing. Gorgeous. Now Sydney is our pretzel.
Dude, Sydney.
Because Sydney was twisted around, like I don't even know how she even was able to make a flyaway, let alone a double flyaway.
Oh my God.
And she stuck the landing. I was like, how did you do that?
I
don't get it.
Emma Pritchard, hers wasn't as noticeable because clearly I didn't notice. Because I watched it through my camera eye, not my real eye. But right. But Sydney with an I, hers and her face when she got off that bar, good for her. There was no way she was stopping that routine to like do anything but that double back.
No.
And let me tell you, she's done a blindfold to a double back since probably she could swing on a bar.
Right. But I was amazed. Like I was just... I was like I said, Emma's wasn't like you said. Emma's wasn't as noticeable. It was noticeable from the angle the Big Ten Network was showing, and you could see it. But she wasn't like she was a little bit crooked. But she wasn't Sydney.
What
like,
angle
Sydney
were they?
Was,
what angle were like, they showing?
Straight forward, like on the bar, like straight the dismount. Like you could see the dismount land. Like they.
Oh,
were
okay. So that's where I was standing next to them, ish, because okay. I got the boxes moved.
Right.
We'll talk
well,
about
we're
it.
Get to that. We're gonna get there. But yeah, so but then Sydney was just all over
oh,
the
yeah.
place. She turned like a pretzel everywhere. I mean, it's like holy cow. And then it was they both were able to stick, and that was
oh,
so
yeah.
impressive. So shout out to both Emma and Sydney for sticking
oh,
with
God.
Your double back dismounts out of your crazy blindfold.
Sydney's was amazing though, yeah. I do remember Sydney's, yeah, that was awesome.
Shout out to Haley Klein from Alabama and Kennedy Griffin from Missouri. Two of
well,
our
Haley Klein doesn't go to Alabama, but that's fine.
Okay, she goes to Arkansas, so I don't know why I put Bama.
Because your geography sucks.
My geography sucks, and I don't know what I'm doing. Okay, rewind. So, sorry, Haley Klein. You are definitely from Arkansas, not from Alabama. But Kennedy Griffin, you are from Missouri, so I got that right. So I'm one for two, 50%. That's wonderful. Haley Klein, awesome. She's competing three events, at least at conference championships. She competed three events for Arkansas. Absolutely awesome balance beam routine. Beautiful aerial layout step out. Gorgeous. Nice year chinkle 1.5 that she's added in this year mid-season. Beautiful. And, you know, floor was very, very nice. Good tumbling. And then Kennedy Griffin, she is also competing three events for Missouri. And that girl, her jumps on floor. Who is it we've talked about, like, just being enormous with, like, well, like Sarah Morrow can jump pretty big on floor when she does her jumps. But Kennedy Griffin's, like, popas are enormous.
Yeah.
They are so high in the air. And, like, when you put her on a podium, it's like, you know, you have to look up in the screen, like she goes off the screen. It was so big. But her front double back nailed it. It was just awesome to watch. And this week, Her front kickover back handspring was connected. No questions. You know, no question marks. Just awesome, awesome to see. But I just want to shout out to Haley Klein, and who is from Arkansas, and Kennedy Griffin, who is from Missouri, for their performances, and their what they're doing for their teams is awesome, especially at the SEC championships. Jade Carey, we saw a layout full out this week, weekend.
We did.
She was very nice landed and a very, very solid front to double tuck.
Yeah.
She won floor. She got a perfect 10, Kim. Perfect 10.
I mean, she is, you know, she is an Olympic gold medalist on floor, so.
She is. She went over to vault, did a nice, decent layout full that hopped back, and her score didn't even count. So that's the two sides of Jade.
Well,
actually, Jade did the all-around, and she did very well, but they didn't count her vault score. So,
well, you know, it happens.
Yeah, she had to pick up the slack on beam because they had some falls on beam. So she obviously, you know, helped there. But 10-0 for Jade on floor and her nice layout full out. So you can tell she's starting to prepare her routines for the Olympic run. So
she is good for her.
The fierce, scary persona of Caitlin Rosen. UCLA began on beam, and she was second up on beam, I think. And the way she, you know, we've talked about a few people how they attack or they mount the balance beam. JoJo Varga, we talked about her, you know, one that she did from Ohio State, and how she preps on. Well, Caitlin Rosen just basically salutes with this face that looks like she's gonna kill you, and then literally like just attacks her beam routine and mounts like just very serious. And I was scared for a moment, but she's fierce. But then she's like on floor, she gives you that just fierce look, and then she just, you know, performs and you know, it really looks like she's having a fun time. But like the beginning, when she salutes the judges, she's fierce. And I was all for it. It was awesome. But just wanted to shout out to Caitlin Rosen for basically scaring the heck out of me. We have a new T-Town takeover.
Yeah.
We have one going out and one coming in. Okay, it's no longer going to be Teeter Town, although Teeter still has another meet. She has qualified a regional, so we're not ushing her out yet. But no. Michaela Tucker. Tucker will continue the role. It'll not be Teeter Town, it'll be called Tucker Town because
it'll be Tucker Michaela, Town.
Michaela Tucker is phenomenal. Awesome.
Yeah, she is.
She has taken this, you know, freshman year and just made the most of it, and she is doing a dang good job, and I just can't wait to see more from her. And like I said, her vault, so good. Floor, that front double full last pass is so nice. Like everything that Teeter does, then now Tucker does, but is awesome. And, you know, congratulations.
Everything Tucker touches is terrific. Just say that five times fast.
Yes, I should say yes. I can't say that fast. Sorry, but that is correct. That is correct. So we do have, like I said, a new president in the T-Town, and it will now be Tucker once Teeter ends her career, makes her last salute.
Once she passes the torch.
Passes the torch to Tucker.
The torch to Tucker Town.
Yes.
Oh my God, all these bees.
MAC championships. Kim and I still agree. You have the coolest background, big for your awards. You have huge MAC championship flag. It's awesome. But Al, MAC championships need a podium.
Al, rent that podium out, buddy. Al, rent the podium out.
They need a podium. So CMU, Al, get together next year. MAC championships on podium at CMU.
How awesome.
Yes. So. But MAC championships, like I said, the decorations, the way they put up the big MAC signs and all the, you know, things.
And there's like a stage, cool, and so. It stays there the whole time.
Whole time, right.
I love that.
Yeah, it's
Big
so
Ten
cool.
Brings the stuff onto the floor like it's, you know.
The Region 5 Insider Classic. There you go. We bring our podiums onto the floor.
You know what? We have balloons.
We do have balloons and lots of things.
We sometimes
we're gonna have R5s at regionals this year because I'm bringing the lighted router fives.
Oh, yay!
Yes, Linus from Denver, he gets excited. Let's just say he screams after Mila vaults. She's first up on vault for Denver, and she vaults and does a very nice Yurchenko full, actually stuck the landing and put her arms up. And you just hear this loud roar, and the camera kind of scoots over because Mila goes towards Linus, and he is just screaming and jumping. And he does that for every single kid or every single athlete on his in his program. And it is so cool. And I know he's gotten in trouble a couple times. I think at NCAAs being so, you know, basically, I don't know what the word may is, like boisterous or whatever on the podium. But keep doing it because that's awesome.
Keep getting in trouble.
Keep getting in trouble. No problems with it. But no, Linus is awesome. And I always end up having a conversation with him at nationals each year. We usually talk for 10, 15 minutes every year, but he's a great guy. But yeah, no, he's very excited for his athletes, and it's great to see. Keep doing it. So on the Big Ten broadcast, we got better, vetter. This is what Olivia said. Olivia goes, better, vetter. I'm not really sure what better, vetter meant, but I do know she's killing it this year, and she's gotten very better, vetter. But Tori Vetter is a rock. I mean, Peyton on their team is also one of their strong, you know, performances in the all-around, but Vetter has gotten super strong, super consistent, and just puts out big numbers each and every event she goes to, you know, week in, week out. And shout out to her because it's just awesome. But I just found that funny that her name is now better, vetter. So she's better, vetter. So keep getting better, vetter. Awesome, awesome job. Congratulations.
You do that.
And Vetter is a champion this year at the Big Ten Conference. We will get to that in a minute. Mac has the most R5 alums as a whole. We know that, you know, they just have the most, but when it comes to Big Ten coverage, I stopped counting on how many times alums were in both screens on the broadcast. The first two to go in the broadcast on session two were Emma Pritchard from Ohio State, which is in Columbus, Ohio, and Ellie Buffet from MSU, who is from Columbus, Michigan. They made mention of that. That's kind of funny.
I was going to say, how did you even know that?
Yeah, they mentioned that. So I thought that was kind of funny.
Because they mentioned it. I was like, how did you even know that?
Yeah, I did not know she was from Columbus, Michigan. I do know that Ohio State is in Columbus, Ohio, well, Kim. I know that one.
I've
been there many times.
I'm like, but no, I did not how know, did you know did she was from Columbus, Michigan?
I did not
because
know
that. They Columbus is like that big.
Yes, they did not. They mentioned it on the broadcast, and that's how I knew. But I thought that was awesome that that's the first two they show, Michigan and Michigan State, and then Ohio State. And one of the Michigan State athletes was from Columbus, but that's Columbus, fantastic. Michigan. So, but I can't tell you how many times there were Region 5 athletes in both screens.
You know what? I'm sure there probably every other person.
There were a lot of Region 5 athletes competing at the Big Ten Championships. So. But I thought it was cool just to see, and it's exciting for us to obviously watch that. And one of the reasons why Mac and the Big Ten are usually covered the most on our podcast. So, but all right. So BTN, I get a text from Kim, and I get this picture of these two boxes on the floor, and she goes, "Well, floor pictures aren't going to be happening this week because the box is literally with the judge's head. You're going to see the judge's hair and every picture in this little area, whatever." And then I get another message. Kim, would you like to let everyone know what you let me know?
Okay.
And the next message.
Mind you, let me tell you. Okay. First of all, these boxes are like as big as the vault springboard. Take two springboards and put them side by side. Okay. That's where we're standing. In front of the Big Ten cameras, like under the Big Ten cameras, next to a speaker, behind the judges. I am 5'2". I am 5'2", and those judges are on risers, and then there's a podium. Nothing's happening, okay? I'm not shooting between judges. I am not that good. I'm not that good. I'm not Rachel Haynes. Short. Rachel Haynes. Rachel Short. Noelle Studios.
Yeah, Rachel. Shout out to Rachel Haynes.
Yes. She's Region amazing. 5.
Region 5 alum, Minnesota alum, Rachel Haynes.
Yes. It's Rachel Short, and her thing, her studio is Rachel Noel Studios, and she's amazing. I'm telling you, she's amazing. Check her out on Facebook and social. She's amazing. Anyways, and I'm not Lloyd, okay? So we're not doing this. So Lloyd is upstairs, and we're talking about these boxes. I'm like, I'll be back. We're moving. These are moving. I'll be back. And we were talking about the floor box and the uneven bars box. He's like, yeah, it's from the low bar. What? From the low bar? Who shoots from the low bar? Like next to the judge from the low bar, like the most random spot, okay? Not even like to get that release, you know, the in between bar release or nope, random spot. Mm-mm. Nope, not gonna work. Sorry. So I go to Maggie, who's the MSU person, and I'm like, hey, so Mags, what's up? Is there any way that we could like move the floor shooting area boxes and maybe the uneven bars? So the other guy from Big Ten Network, he's like, well, you have to go talk to them down there from Big Ten Network because they put them. Okay, I'll be down there. So I go talk to these two lovely ladies from the Big Ten Network, and I explained where these boxes were, and that's just not gonna work. And the uneven bars, and like, well, where would you like to put them? We walked around with BTN Network, and this is where they suggested and thought that the photographer would like to be and should be. No, no, honey, no. So I am like, can we just take this bar box that's by the low bar? Can we just scoot down to the end? And can we take this floor box that's cramped in this little ass space, and can we just move it over here? And it's a good thing, because if we didn't move that over here, we weren't getting any good photos, especially, you know, Skylands, that one, or anything else that was worth anything. So she goes, this wonderful, wonderful young lady goes, yeah, hold on. I'll go find out for you. Sweet. So I'm frolicking around. This is session one. I'm frolicking around. I go to get my rotation schedule, and she points at me and she's like, come here. I'm like, me? You want me? Oh, right. Me. Yes. I'm being called upon. I felt great. It was a moment. Go down there. She's like, we were able to get those move for you guys. I'm like, you guys are awesome. BTN plus, not minus, plus today. So they got
BTN
a move.
BTN was a plus this week.
Plus. Thank you, Jesus, because let me tell you, in that second session when Michigan State was on floor, the amount of camera people that were standing there trying to do camera things, we were not fitting in that springboard area sized area. I mean, I got hit in the head with one camera, and I was like, excuse me, sir. Didn't even say sorry. The sir didn't say sorry. He just like, pff. So it was a good thing that got moved. But then our favorite MSU floor manager people, they thought we moved the boxes ourselves and made a big to-do, but we didn't. Mm-mm, BTN moved them, BTN Plus. So, So people, the other photogs, they were very thankful that I was very assertive at getting those moved, because they're like, God, I would never have said anything. I'm like, it's fine. I'm a server. This was not working for me. And I was already yelled at last week about not being where I was supposed to. With no boxes. I'm like, we need these boxes. Can we just please, thank you. So hats off and high five to the lovely, lovely ladies of BTN, Big Ten Network, for accommodating us and getting those things moved. It was great. Well, yeah.
Thank you for helping Kim to have the opportunity to take such wonderful photography.
Yeah.
Wonderful shots of the
BTN. And in session two, thank you for not being so ironclad about where people were standing, because sometimes, as long as we were out of the way, it was fine. Because sometimes we had to stand in other spots, because there was a lot of people there in that second session. A lot.
BTN had their a repeat MC this year for the Big Ten Championships, and that would be Corey Tomlinson. Many know Corey. If you know the Jim Turnettes, you know Corey very well from either UCLA, Arkansas, gymnastics in general, and then BTN now. Helps Livia out. But I guess there were some trivia issues.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Trivia.
Corey, you are a lovely human being. You are a professional hype man. I get it. I think it's fantastic. We had a lovely dancing moment on the floor, and I thought it was great. You're great at what you do. However, you need some help in the trivia department with the gymnastics, and that's cool. It's fine. One of the questions he asked one of the dads, a Rudy, where do you perform a Rudy? Dad wasn't wrong. You said dad was wrong. Dad said balance beam off the balance beam. Dad's not wrong. A Rudy is a dismount off the balance beam, but you said dad was wrong and that it's done on the floor. Dad's not wrong. I yelled, dad's not wrong. You can do it off the beam. But he didn't hear me. But dad wasn't wrong. I think you were, I mean, you might've been a Penn State dad. I don't know. One of those shirt men. Dad who said Rudy off the balance beam, you're not wrong. You weren't wrong. You can.
Corey, your buddy, Olivia Karras, used to do a punch Rudy off the balance beam. So, you know.
I'm just saying.
Yes, Rudy's can be done on all four of us, actually.
It's just a one.
So
it's
just considered a Rudy on floor, but it is a one and a half twist, and that's considered a Rudy toe. So, but
Lily. Good job, Dad.
Well, continuing with the dads, and you've kind of already mentioned this with some shirts, but the Penn State
dads. Oh, my God. The Penn State dads with their, like, ab shirts and their jackets with their hair. I took a picture of them. They were amazing. And I was trying to say, I was taking a photo of them, and they even posed for me and everything. They're, you know, oh, my God, they're great. I don't know whose dads you are, but girls, your dads are fantastic, Penn State dads. They are all about it. They're all about it. We'll post it just for giggles.
We do have one dad that we know very well, and he's all about everything, and that would be Robert Capala's dad, Robert Capala's. His pants, we finally got to, at least I got to finally see. I don't know if you had seen them before, but he got his overalls, his blue and orange overalls.
I turned around and I saw him in the stands, and I waved, and I ran up there. I was like, hey, he didn't have them on right away because it was just warm ups. I'm like, hey, what is this? Where's your pants? And he's like, oh, I got him. I'm going to go put him on. And then after that, I was like, wait a minute. Like, where's the shirt with, like, Olivia's face? Like, when's that coming? Like, what's – I feel like you're a little lax, a little subdued. And he's like, well, no, the first year, I just wanted to feel it out and all this. I'm like, okay, next year. He's like, yeah, the inside of the jacket's going to have her face and the pants and everything. I'm like, that's what I expect. And I was like, get a hat. Get one of those helmets. Because there's a dad who's a firefighter, and he has this big firefighter helmet. And he was like, oh, his daughter's a senior. He could pass that on. I'm like, yeah, pass it on. Just pass that down. You could have the next firefighter helmet. I don't know why a firefighter helmet. He's a firefighter, obviously. But I'm like, just pass that down. The Illini firefighter helmet. I see it. It's great.
That's awesome. Yeah, no, definitely. Yeah. And I'm sure that.
Oh, I did tell him, though. I'm like, you know what you can do? I'm like, you need hands. I go, don't you have some Region 5 hands laying around that you can paint orange? And Olivia was like, yeah, I think we do. I'm like, there you go. Big orange hands. Get them.
Absolutely.
I'm like, you know what to do. You trained for this.
And he's gonna be cheering a lot more next year because we know Olivia is gonna be out there a lot more than we saw her on beam a few times, but she was in the vault lineup, and so you know one and done for the most part, and that's what she did.
She did warm up beam though
as well, but
so I was like,
Well, I'm sure she's warm. I think she's warmed up a lot because I think she's number seven, maybe number seven or eight, because she's competed exhibition several times. So. So she may always warm up because she's probably that part of beam.
Yeah. But
she's good on floor, good or great on bars. I think there's a reason why she wasn't doing bars, some injury or something this year that she couldn't do it, I think. But hopefully we get to see her in multiple events next year. And, you know, Mr. Capala can do some more cheering.
Absolutely. So. I'm like, you trained for this. You're ready for this one. You trained for this for years.
Absolutely. The athlete that I feel by far is the ultimate athlete in the Big Ten, the best ever in Big Ten gymnastics, and that would be Sierra Brooks. Sierra had a good, great, good, and not so good competition. So it just depended on the event you were talking about. She was robbed on bars, but we're going to get there. But you let me know on an award that she should be getting.
Yeah. So listen.
Because
I think she should get
Mrs. Sierra
I
Brooks.
Think she should get the Sportsman Award. Like, is that a thing? Because she should. Now, and here is why. Okay. Obviously, they don't make 27 medals for, you know, because they get have 11 ties and 15. They go 27 places for each event. You know what I'm saying? An 11-way tie mm-hmm. for third. And I think she had one medal. Okay. She, like, took one medal. Because every time she went up and, like, tied or was on the podium with many people, it seems like she always, they tried to give her the medal, but she gave it to somebody else, you know? And at one point somebody was holding it and, like, looking at her, like, trying to give it to her. She's like, no, you take it. You take it. And, like, to me, I felt like from somebody standing way far back, to me, I felt like she was just like, no, like, I've been up here. I've had this. You have it. You take this moment. You take that medal home. You know, that's what I felt like. And I was like, dang, girl, yes. Yes. She made sure, like, the underclassmen, you know, got the moment, got the medal, got to wear it, got to be on the podium with that medal. Because I just kind of felt like she was like, it's fine. I've been doing this for 5 years. It's great. You wear the medal. You take the medal. It's cool. And whether that was the case or not, that's how I felt. That's how I felt it looked. And, girl, she needs the Sportsman Award. I felt like that was great.
No, that's awesome. And that's why I say she's by far the best gymnast yeah. ever.
Well, and I feel like that's within her character, too. So that's why I felt and, that, you know?
Correct. And she's probably like, you know, I have, not to sound, you know, like I have a big head or whatever, but I have a lot of
well,
these.
Well, yeah, like she's,
you know, here you go.
5 years just, worth just, of.
Right, that's Sierra.
Yeah, it's like 5 years right, worth of Big Sierra. Ten championships. And it's like, you know, you go. You go ahead and take that yeah. medal. It's fine. Like, yeah. they'll mail mine. It's great. It's fine. You take it.
Oh, yeah. Sad we're coming down to the last performances of Sierra Brooks, because I've watched that particular individual grow over many, many years as a level 10 into college. So it's awesome to see Sierra end her career, you know, well. And of course, she, you know, didn't get that all-around title, which she probably should have due to some balance beam issues. But, you know, everything else was awesome. We'll talk a little bit more about Sierra in a little bit. There's something with Pac-Man going
oh my God.
On.
Meredith from Ohio State and the Tale of Two Leos right here. Okay, so I'm sitting up eating my lunch. Chick-fil-A, MSU or Big Ten, whoever ordered lunch got Chick-fil-A. Hats off to you, whoever's idea that was. Yes. The mac and cheese. Oh. Yes. Okay. Anyways, I digress. So I'm sitting there and watching a meet. We're not going to say what I was watching. I'm watching a meet, okay? And Meredith leans over and Corey leans over. Like, what are you watching? I'm like, yeah, I'm watching blah, blah. And they're like, oh, is that? Meow, meow, meow? I'm like, yeah, that is. They're like, oh, that's an interesting Leo. It is, yeah. I'm like, it looks much better in person. Well, good, because some schools have some crazy colors. I'm like, absolutely. It's a gorgeous Leo in person. This screen is not doing it justice. She goes, you know what? It's fine. I get it. You might think, once you see my Pac-Man Leo today, you might think I'm crazy. And then she walks away. I'm like, oh, okay. What? A Pac-Man Leo? And you're going to leave me with that? And then you're going to skedaddle away? Okay. Thanks, Meredith. Okay, I have 25 more minutes until I'm going to scurry downstairs and investigate the sitch. Okay, get my butt downstairs. I'm looking at this Leo during warm-ups. I'm like, it is Pac-Man. It's a Pac-Man. It looks a Pac-Man looking course right on the Leo. I was like, oh my God, it's freaking Pac-Man. It is. I love it. I loved it. And if y'all looked at Ohio State's Leo and you didn't love it, we can't be friends. And it photographs so nicely.
Shout out to Meredith. She's picked a good photo.
Oh, my God. And the photo edits I just did on it, I went boom. And it popped. Oh, my God. It was gorgeous. So I go up to her at the end of the meet. Yeah. Meet's over. I go up to her. I'm like, Meredith, you are not crazy, because that Pac-Man Leo was fire. However, you should have put a little Pac-Man on it somewhere, like just a little hidden Pac-Man. She goes, oh, I should have put a little, like a little red Pac-Man. Like you should have somewhere. Just
and you should have done the Leo 2 years earlier so Claire could have wore it during Pac-Man.
Right. Well.
That would be Claire Gagliardi, for those of you who may not know. But
stop. I'm still upset that she's not there anymore. So. Okay, God. Way to put salt in the wounds. Thanks, Jason. God. Sorry.
But anyway, yes.
But oh my God, I was like, Meredith, you're not crazy. I love your Pac-Man, Leo. You should have put a little Pac-Man on it, however. Next time, call me, consult me. It's fine. But oh my God, that Leo was gorgeous.
I mentioned in the intro that we had one of the Michigan State Spartans cut her toe open and was bleeding, and basically had to tape it up and compete, and that would be Gabby Steven. And Gabby competed balance beam, and we got to see that. So, Kim, you want to, you know, kind of dive into what you saw while being there?
Oh yeah, so I scurry down from upstairs, and they're cleaning up blood from atop the balance beam, and Gabby's sitting on the floor with trainers getting toe surgery. She was supposedly needed 10 stitches, but she didn't get these stitches. They just bandaged it all up, but it was bleeding pretty heavily, I was informed. And then you have to go do balance beam at the end of the meet for the win. What the hell? How did you do that? That's stressful. Crazy. So I don't do the gymnastical math. Nope. Somebody asked me about max. I'm like, I don't know. Here's the numbers. Look at it for yourself. I don't do math. But I knew going into that last rotation that Gabby had to hit that damn beam routine. This is a stress pimple that's still harboring on my face because I could not breathe during that beam routine. Those pictures are probably like, okay, they're pretty good, but they're probably a little shaky because I couldn't breathe. And then I was like tightening my abs. I was sore after watching Gabby's beam routine.
Kim's doing the beam routine while photography. She's doing the beam routines with her.
I was.
Did you nail your kickover aerial front layout?
I had a slight wobble.
Did you nail it? Hey, so
I know.
Amazing.
I know. Well, you know what? She had a.
Were you a voodoo doll? Were you the voodoo doll and you hit it?
Well, you know what?
She wobbled because you wobbled.
She had a slight toe issue. I had a slight 3-pound camera issue.
Okay. Holding the camera, doing a front aerial. Front aerial, but front of her.
Yeah.
I was going to call it a front aerial. Front aerial to 2 feet. We'll just call
Let's
it that.
Call it
that's
that.
Basically what it is. That's basically what
but
it is.
Let me tell you, before that beam routine started, the picture I have of her and Nicole is like epic. And the picture of Nicole after that beam routine, holy hell, Nicole looks so stressed out. Like,
I'm sure that was a tough rotation.
No, like,
to end on beam, for
God's sake. To end on beam, but let me tell you, there is nobody else that should have done beam last than Gabby. Because Gabby is a beamer, and she does, like, angry, aggressive beam. Like, you know, people smile during beam, or, like, make faces during beam. Nope, not this one. Mm-mm. Every picture's like, yes, it's the most aggressive. You think Caitlin Rosen is scary? I don't want to meet Gabby's beam routine in a dark hallway or a dark parking lot.
Yes.
Oh, my
yes,
God.
Right, exactly.
Gabby's beam routine against Caitlin Rosen's beam routine? That is like the Sharks and the Jets against each other in West Side Story, minus some snaps. Let me tell you. But, oh, my God. As soon as she dismounted, though, I was like, was I holding my breath? Probably. I couldn't breathe. My abs hurt a little bit.
You breathe the life out of you.
I did. My arms hurt a little bit. My abs were a little sore, and I had to sit down. I was a little lightheaded. I needed a drink of water.
That was a tough beam routine.
Amy Nyman was like, "Are you okay?" Because she was on the meet ref. She's like, "Are you okay?" I'm like, "Oh my God." My hair looked kind of like it does now, a little disheveled. But let me tell you. Nicole looks stressed the F out. Like, I have a picture of her, and she's like, but also, let me tell you, after, like, that score came up, and you're all standing there waiting for that win, and then I felt 50 years of pent-up celebration explode out of Nicole, and she's not even that old. You could feel it. because Nicole's been part of that program since what, 2006, when she was a student there. And then
she's been there a long time.
Well, she's been coaching. She graduated from Michigan State in like 2010. So like you felt all of that, just like it was amazing. I have it all in photos. It was amazing.
Well, can we determine if it's Skyla's nerves or just the way she, you know, preps for routines or just relaxes?
Oh my God. So listen, I was taking pictures of somebody on Beam and it was like close to the end. And I turn, Skyla has already gone on Beam, but I turn and she's just like nonchalantly walking on the tops of her toes and like standing there like that. And I'm just like thinking, are you nervous or are you relaxing? Like, what is this, Skyla? I'm intrigued.
She used to walk on the floor like that when she was younger.
Well, I mean, she still clearly does it on the side while she's not doing Beam. But like, I like looked at her and I wanted to like video it, but I couldn't get anything out near me fast enough. But I was like, because she like kept doing it. I was like, that is insane. Like, is that like your relaxing thing? Is that like a nervous thing? It was very interesting. It was very intriguing. Skyla, Skyla, can you tell me? Is that like, do you just do that? Is like a habit? Is like
the way she holds it all together.
I don't know.
That's how she holds it all together.
It was crazy. I don't know. Did we crack your toes?
Yeah.
But she was like, just on her toes for a long time. You know, just like. Not like, let us know, not like releve, like these, like.
Right. Yeah. No. I know. I've seen it. Like I've seen her.
Yeah. Just crazy.
Yeah. Let us know. Let us know, Skyla.
Yeah, Skyla.
Nerves, relaxing.
What is it?
Just what
it's
you
amazing.
Do. Do you do that every time? Do you do it always on Beam?
I've like never. I've never like seen her do it. But also like. I mean, I've seen her on the sides of meets and stuff. I do remember her walking onto the floor like that in JO before, like just like walking on to her beginning post.
Right, yeah. She's. Yeah.
I do remember that, but this was just like nonchalantly just like walking around. It was crazy. I was like, wow, it's incredible.
Well, we've seen some high Jaegers. Andy Lee has a very nice big Jaeger. Isabella Rivelli from Bowling Green also has a very nice Jaeger. We're going to talk about her, but you kind of picked up one from Kentucky that I totally missed somehow because I don't remember.
Oh, well, yeah. Cecile Rizzo from Kentucky here. I literally, before we started doing this, I had that meetup, the SEC meetup, and she flew across my screen. I was like, holy hell, it's enormous. Her Jaeger is enormous. Her straddle Jaeger, just enormous. It's like, it's up there in the rafters and it's like away from the bar. It's up and away. Like, it's enormous. In SEC, she was like second on bars. Just go watch the bar feed for session two.
I probably saw her because, I mean, like I said, I watched all of it. But anyway, yeah, I'll have to go back and check and or watch it. Maybe I'll just watch it at regionals, but check that one out. But the one Jaeger in the SEC that I really like is Sav.
Oh, yeah.
From LSU. Her Jaeger. I love her routine entirely because just the way she swings bars is awesome. But that's another big Jaeger.
But you have to go watch this one, though, because just in case she doesn't do it this big.
Well, that's true. I have to go watch it from that meet. But speaking of Kentucky, did you end up going to see Whirly jump into Tim Garrison's arms?
Oh, no.
After her. I don't remember what rotation it was and what event they were on. But holy, she literally jumps. And the thing is, SEC does it in a slow motion. They show it like slow motion. So she's like jumping. Like, it was awesome. So, she almost knocks Tim over and just kind of jumps up. And she was excited. But I texted Kim when I was watching that. I said, you have to check out the SEC championships when Whirly basically, you know, knocks over Tim Garrison as she's jumping, but how high she jumps and just being in slow motion was hysterical. But
yeah, I think I just didn't get
that
there
in notes, and I just thought about it. Yeah, I just thought about it when you do that. But MVP, who's MVP?
Marissa Rojas. Oh my God. So they put in a lineup. Iowa puts in a lineup. We have all our little lineup papers. They didn't follow this lineup. Marissa just, you know, she was only doing, like, Beam. She was only doing Beam. And then she did vault and bars, too.
She did vault?
Really? Yeah, she went first on vault. She, because Hannah Castillo, I think, was supposed to vault and she didn't. And Karina Munoz was supposed to do bars and she didn't. And I wasn't even paying attention to the fact that Marissa was on vault. And I was literally standing right there looking at her like, nah, hi. She was warming up. And I thought, oh, maybe she's going later in the lineup or maybe she's just warming up just in case. And then I was looking down at the thing down there, like at the end of the runway that says who's up, said Hannah Castillo. I'm like, oh, okay, sweet. And then all of a sudden that the big screen in front of me that says on air, Marissa Rojas. And then she landed. I was like, oh, what?
So basically you're saying Marissa did not get vault pictures is what you're trying to tell me.
No. Nothing like changing it 5 seconds before you go. So on bars.
That's awesome, though. Good for her.
When I trotted myself over to bars, I was like, she's warming up bars now. Okay. Looking at my little schedule, I'm like, okay. Ilka's supposed to be second. Then I'm looking at the warm-up order. I'm like, okay, Marissa's jumping to that bar first in this warm-up. She's going first. Okay. Yep, she went first. Okay. She got bar pictures. Because I'm like, I'm not going to move. I'm going to stay right here. So she got bar pictures and beam pictures. But I was like, wait a minute. This is why we have an order.
Well, clearly she had to step in.
Well, she did. So she did. Girl stepped in on vault and bars and hit those events. She's the MVP. Great meet. Good for her. I mean, she did. She literally like in at the last moment because those lineups were in and printed and done and good. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, surprise. Couldn't even change a graphic.
It's unfortunate. Iowa had some struggles sure at Big Ten. Yes, they had some struggles, so I felt bad for them.
Me too.
Especially that one athlete from Iowa that face planted. Her hand slipped on the vault and she landed on her face.
Was that in the meet or is that in the warm up?
That may have been warm up, and that's why Marissa.
Yeah,
I don't know. I saw her do it, but it was in the quad. Like they really didn't show much of the warm up stuff. Mm. Except for Michigan State. They didn't usually show many. Unless Olivia was talking about somebody, they wouldn't say it. So I don't know. I can't remember if it was a meet or not, but her hand slipped right off the vault and she face planted.
Yeah, I did see that. I thought that was Hannah Castillo, but then I thought Hannah didn't vault.
Maybe it was. I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe she warmed up. Maybe it was during warm-ups. I just remember seeing that. So that was the start to Iowa. But
yeah, they rode the struggle bus a little bit.
Yeah, that's sad. But and then, of course, Leos. I know you're always out looking for those Leos.
Oh, my God. So, okay.
Some Leos.
Yeah. So Michigan State's Leo, here for it. So I was like, oh, what Leo are we wearing, Michigan State? I saw it on the socials. Oh, my God. It was giving me Little Red Riding Hood vibes, but like scandalous Red Riding Hood vibes, but green Red Riding Hood vibes. And I'm like, you just need an apple in your hand. But it was gorgeous. I texted Nicole. I was like, Nicole, the whole thing was like royalty, like Spartan royalty, etc. And I guess she's had this Leo for like a year. They were going to unveil it last year if they made it to Nationals. Well, they didn't make it to Nationals. So perfect timing to wear it. It was gorgeous with like the whole corset thing. And they were doing the crowns and the hoods in the sit in the gold chair. Amazing. This was like the most perfect Leo. Oh, and it photographs beautifully. But oh my God, this Leo was freaking amazing. But Leos like across the board were amazing. Like Ohio State's was new and gorgeous. Michigan's was new and gorgeous. Iowa's was gorgeous. Oh my God, gorgeous. And then like other meets Leos were gorgeous. Like Auburn's Leo was beautiful. UCLA's was amazing. Oh my God, just Leo's. I love Leo so much.
I didn't understand because I listened to the behind the scenes podcast for Jim Kastic yesterday or the other day, and they were mentioning that leotard from UCLA looked like a swimsuit because of the back, like the straps or whatever, look like a swimsuit. Yeah. And I was like trying to figure it out because when I first saw her in it competing, when I watched the meet, I was like, it doesn't look like a swimsuit. It looked like a leotard. But then I could see the straps. I could say, okay, well, maybe the straps look like a swimsuit. But I liked it too. I thought it was a cool, nice leotard.
I just love. But yeah, leotard's on point this year. But Nicole said like she has two other ones planned. I'm like, you have any more? She's like, I got some other ones. But I'm like, oh, I can't wait. Well, I can't wait to see. Wait to see if more getting unveiled this year or if we're gonna have to wait till next year, but oh my God, she got more in the making. I can't wait.
Well, we'll have to see. Conference or regional championships coming up in a couple weeks, 2 weeks. So we'll see what we see there. But let's wrap up our conference championships. And we have some conference champions that did not end up, either were not part of the Region 5 lineup anyway, because their meet wasn't part of the Region 5 lineup, or they didn't make the lineup. And a few of those that didn't make the lineup, Suki Pfister on floor. She won floor 9-9 at MAC championships. Thank God Suki won a MAC champion. We wanted her to win vault. We've always wanted her to win vault. She doesn't like MAC championships, apparently, when it comes to vault.
Really not.
Because this one, she really tried to stick, like went for the stick, opened up really early, landed really crunchy, and like basically really crunched down and had to step off to the side of the mat. I felt bad for her on that. But 9-9 on floor, gorgeous floor routine, huge last pass, double back last pass. I mean, it was just a beautiful routine, and awesome to see Suki get that MAC title that we feel that she's deserved, at least on vault. Now she's there. Hallie Hornbacher, congratulations. She's qualified to regionals. We are going to break down our regional qualifiers, but congratulations, she has made it on floor to regionals. But 9-9 MAC champion in her last, we think, senior year. Again, who knows, but as of right now, her senior year, 9-9 on floor, absolutely beautiful front layout, Rudy. I was sitting watching MAC championships while I was at 7-8 state, and a couple people came over and was watching with me. I said, just check out this front layout, Rudy. It's gorgeous. And they're like, wow, that is really pretty. Absolutely beautiful, awesome routine. Everyone knows I love Hallie's routine. But 9-9 for that. Cassie St. Clair, 9-9 as well on floor for Western Michigan, helped them win that MAC title for the first time since, what was it? I think you said 2013.
Yep.
Is that what you said?
Yes, I did.
It was the last time Western Michigan won MAC championships. So it's been over 10 years. But 9-9 for her, beautiful front double full last pass as well. Awesome. Danny Petrosic from Western, 9-9 on floor. Got her MAC championship there from the 9-9 on floor. Final performance of her career, as Western did not make it as a team this year, and Danny did not qualify individually. So it was her final performance of her career. And it was her final because she didn't do vault. So that was the actual final performance of her career, 9-9. A very nice double back last pass. Actually, the entire floor routine was just super solid. She was going out. She knew she was going out, on a high note there, and awesome to see. Congratulations, Danny, 9-9. And then Amanda Gruber, 9-9 on beam. You were being watched by Casey and I by computer on the floor at 7-8 state. We both were about to start warm-ups, and we're like, we've got to watch Amanda do beam. And we had to watch Peyton do beam. And so we were like kind of watching them when they were getting ready to go and start. But that was also, that was not Amanda's final performance, the beam routine, because she did floor. She starts floor. But she is also one senior that has completed her career, but 9-9 on balance beam, and that's awesome to see because she's struggled the last few weeks on beam, and it's great to see that she's able to win that MAC title in her final piece of gymnastics. So EAGL, we had a champion, and that would be Tasha Hassell, freshman, 9-9 on vault. I have yet to see this vault. I tried to find it, and I was looking for it, but I didn't have the time when I realized she won to put it on the podcast. So I'm going to try to get the vault and then post it on our Instagram as a champion. But congratulations to Tasha. I know she's, came in on the vault lineup and then has recently come in on floor as well. 9-9 on vault for the title of the EAGL. And then, of course, Faith Torres. Her first 10 on floor, wrapped in a bunch of 10s, especially Anastasia Webb. I mean, Jordan Bowers. Jordan Bowers had 3 of them. So she got a 10 on floor, and then Jordan also got a 10 on floor right after her. But awesome job for her first. Absolutely beautiful routine, as usual. And then she was also second all around at the Big 12 with a 39.7 behind Jordan Bauer's almost perfect 40, but, you know, it is what it is. So, Faith Torres, 10-0, first one. Congratulations on floor, and we look forward to seeing more at regionals from that. Podcast socials, as you know, to follow, Region 5 College Salute _ podcast on Instagram. That's where we post our podcasts, post all our pictures. Kim will have some galleries still coming to you from, you know, many meets, but definitely from Big Tens. She put up one gallery, you can see, from the day session one. And I know she's working on session two, plus I'm sure a post of the gallery as well of multiple pictures. But Region 5 College Salute on YouTube, that's where our podcast goes now, as I've mentioned many times. Some routines, that's where our routines for our Alumni Monday are posted. And then some other extra content. We may be posting a little interview with our special guest up there shortly, as well as Gabby breaking down how she learned the front layout kickover front on beam, so, and why she learned that. So I have that in the works ready for the before regionals, so we'll get that up there too, so you can catch that. Alumni Monday, of course, posted on our website with highlights of 10 routines from each week during the NCAA season. We have no Alumni Monday this week. I'm trying to finish all the state stuff, get the state stuff done, and for our JO, our dev kids, but we will have a full NCGA, like I said, Alumni Monday next week to, you know, show some love to our D3 athletes from their national meet and those who placed, as well as just everybody who competed a routine there. We post that every year. So our NCGA Alumni Monday will be at you next Monday, on Monday, actual Monday, Alumni Monday. So, all right, Kim, release your emotions in our jive.
Emma Spence from Nebraska. This routine is even better in person than it is on any computer TV screen I've ever seen. She lets the hair down. She gets all jazzy. She is sassy. It's all that jazz. The photos I have. Oh my God. Emma Spence is amazing. Amazing. No wonder she's a Canadian Olympian trying to be, going to be, is already. I don't know, but she is amazing. Gorgeous. Like, the TV screens do not do this woman justice. Because her beam, her bars, and her floor, oh my God, like, gorgeous. Not a bad photo either. And like, she twirls the hair and pull, like, she like uses her hair, just like Samantha Pedrick used to use her hair in her burlesque floor routine at UCLA. She's a former Region 5er, y'all know her, but she would like the hair too. Mm-hmm. Yes. And I love that she takes the hair down for the floor routine. Like, yes, use the hair. Whip it around. Touch it. Revel it. But she's amazing. Oh, my God. And the flexibility on that one. Yes. So many things. Bailey Libby. Still not a fan of this music, but oh, my God, I am a fan of this floor routine. And, girl, you can sail right into my soul with this routine because I love it. And your teammates, they yell sail in the middle of it. Love it. I still, what you do with this piece of music that I don't like is amazing. It's amazing. And I did tell Arissa that I think her daughter's floor routine is amazing. She kind of laughed at me, but I'm like, no, girl, it's amazing. Jason and I talk about it. It's amazing. She kind of laughed again. She dances so well. She just so well. I have some great photos of her too. Tori Vetter.
Better.
This routine. It's so good. I love her floor routine. She has never been one to shy away from a floor routine and showing anything off. And so good. Oh, but I have, oh my God, I have the most amazing photo. I can't wait. They're going to come out tomorrow. They're all done and separated and edited. So gallery will be ready tomorrow-ish. It takes a while. Because, you know, you can't rush these things. But so it takes a while, okay? Wait till you see her. She does this, like, schwa back thing to, like, this hand. It's great. Handstand thing. She's, like, bent in half. Did I do justice on describing that to you?
No, but we'll wait for it. Because I think I know what you're talking
you
about.
You do. But... It's so good. Yes. Sydney Washington. Oh, my God. Her floor routine. She has this part. I don't know what you're pointing at or what you're doing. But she's like, how she uses her face. Oh, I have loved Sydney Washington Florentines since she duck walked herself onto the floor at JO Nationals. The faces that she gives off in her Florentine, but whatever after her second telling pass, she was in the far corner and she's just like pointing at the judges and like scooting things over. And she's like, no, it's kind of like Delaney's like, no, no, no to the judges too. Sydney's flirt so much better in person. I love that I got to see Ohio State in person. Cause oh my God, you need to like the up close, the personal, the faces, I just cannot. I love them so much. Karina, Munoz. Karina'd so hard on floor that she came undone in the back on her leotard, because that leotard started hooked together in the neck, and then she Karina'd so hard in that in her dance, it came unbuckled. You are dancing and moving yourself so much, you came unbuckled. I was like, girl. But I mean, if you know her floor routine, and she like moves so much, she moves that body so much, that girl. She came undone. She Karina'd so hard she came undone. I love everything about her. Gianna Gurdes.
I'm glad you got to see that routine live.
Poetry in motion.
I'm excited for pictures of that routine.
Oh, you should be. Those. You should be. I'm excited for the pictures of that routine, and I took them. Because she is like a ballet dancer performing Swan Lake on a floor exercise that looks like a green pond.
your descriptions of things sometimes cracks me up.
Yes. I'm very good at describing. I know.
Yeah. No. Know. Her floor routine, I mean, her floor routines are always so good. They're always like so good. But that was one of the best. That ranks up
she
there.
She has like.
That was good.
These.
Especially after falling off beam, too.
She has these faces and then like this jump and this
She had one of those roller coaster days.
Yeah.
Bars good, beam not so good, floor really good, vault kind of jumping.
However, I do have beam pictures after the fall because
yes.
By the time I got over there, the fall already happened. But no, this floor routine, like, it's like a whisper. It's like a breath. Someone just her onto the floor, and she just like ballet danced around. It's like that's what. Oh, you know those when the dandelions become and you blow them. That's her floor routine.
Yes, got it.
Yep, that's it. It's amazing. Ilka, our Region 5 transplant. She is one of us. She did beam after three falls. Or two falls, I don't know, but falls. It was like
a lot.
Fall, Ilka, fall. Okay? So that was Iowa's beam day. She went up and did beam in between the falls. And literally, I walked away with goosebumps. Her beam, literally, she does beam with her entire soul. And then she like pierces your soul. I have to watch it through the camera eyes, not the real eyes, because I think she would turn me into, she'd petrify me like in Harry Potter. I have to watch her through the camera eyes so I don't get petrified. Oh my God. And her Kachakova, she is gorgeous from start to finish. But the looks, she gives you that like with the eyes and everything. And she looks angry sometimes, but it's not anger. It's like beautiful violence. She does beam with beautiful violence. She does.
This jive has a lot of very interesting
emotions.
Adjectives and emotions and descriptions.
You know what?
Every week.
I can write things. I can write well. I do have to give props to Natalie Martin on the floor. I stopped her when they were getting ready to leave, and I said hi to her and talked to her. And I'm like, Natalie, I have to give you some props, baby. I am so proud of you and your floor routine. You are no longer looking at the ground.
What did she say?
She laughed. She's like, thanks. She's like, I know. She laughed. She just laughed because I'm like, Natalie, I have so, I'm like, girl, I'm so proud of you. I have so many picture options. I'll send them to you. I can't, I love your floor routine. It's so great. You're looking up, you're smiling, you're using your eyes, you're using your face. I have so many options. I'm like, your floor routine's looking great. I love it. She kind of laughed. She's like, thanks. Yeah. But you can still see you can still see little Natalie though. In some of the parts that she has in her routine, she still has some that were in like her Dev JO routines. I thought it was so funny in before floor, she does it when she's like talking to the coach and she's like biting her lip, her little lip bite. But no, I was very excited for Natalie because she is getting those eyes off the ground. She is smiling. Her floor routine is performance has increased so much. She looks so great. She's doing amazing.
No, she is very consistent too on the events. Layla Hammer did a very good job on Beam today's or on today and the Big Tens as well.
Yeah, she did.
But they're so consistent in all of her events, Nat, and doing big gymnastics. You know, you're chinkle 1.5 full in. I mean, she's doing big gymnastics.
And her vault was really good. She rocked her vault. I saw it from afar.
Yeah, it was.
It was very good. And yes, Layla's beam was very good as well. I have some great photos of that too. Very good. I made sure I scurried all the way over there because I did not want to miss her beam because that's the only event that Layla did do. So I made sure that I got over there and didn't miss that. Mia Towns.
Can I start before you say, I went to get something to eat as I was watching Big Tens and I came back and what is Mia doing? The same thing I talked about the last time I saw her do floor, where she literally is like down on the floor, kneeled down. And I'm like, what are you doing? Are you just asking the floor to just praying? What are you doing when you're down on your knees by the floor before you start? Because every time now I've seen that and it's awesome. But of course, you know,
she's asking the floor gods.
Yeah, it was awesome.
But her floor routine, again, great pictures, is amazing. She literally commands attention of the floor and of those all around her. Like, you can't help but stop and just, like, watch her. You can't. You're just like, oh, what's happening? You feel, like, drawn in. It's like when she takes floor, it's like a force field, like, pulls you to her floor routine.
I do have a question because I just realized I didn't even notice and see. Did she do her your chinkle 1.5? Do you know?
Yes. Yeah, I think so. You did.
Okay, so you don't know really either. I'll have to go look and see because I'm interested to know because obviously it was very good her senior meet, and I wouldn't know if she.
You know,
still
she
did
went
it
last. Beautiful. And I feel like she did, but I feel like I scurried away because somebody was on another event that I had to go pay attention to.
Yeah, I meant to like watch that or like see that, and for some reason, I probably saw it but wasn't seeing it because I was watching it up the other box or whatever, and I just missed it or whatever. But I when you started talking about her, I'm like, oh, I wonder if she did a year chinkle 1.5. So we'll have to look at that.
Yeah, I just can't remember.
Got it.
Because I scurried away. But yeah, so floor force field. Anyways, Gabby Wilson, always and forever. She was one of the last people to go on floor, because she's like fifth and Paige Thaxton is sixth.
Who did a full in at this meet. I was excited
she
to
did.
See that.
She did.
Way to go, Paige.
She did.
It was so cool. You took out your double pike and put in a full in. That was so awesome. I mean, that's so awesome.
She did. Correct.
Yeah, little bouncy on your front to double back.
A little bouncy.
But awesome full in, yes.
It was.
And hopefully double out, maybe?
It was.
It's good to see. Mm-hmm. Good to see. Awesome.
But so I knew exactly where I want to shoot Gabby Wilson's floor routine always. So, broke all the rules. She'd let me crawl on the floor with her. It's fine. Just stop. No, actually, no one really cared. However, I shot Nikki's routine and Skyla's routine somewhere else just because there was way too many people. But I got some pretty good photos. I got some good ones. So
you gotta do what you gotta do.
Sometimes, yes. I wanted to hang from the ceiling, but they wouldn't let me.
They wouldn't let you this time.
They wouldn't let me Mission Impossible from the ceiling, and I forgot my carabiner harness contraption anyways.
Nice.
Yeah.
Maybe in Chrysler.
Maybe. I'll come down out of that scoreboard thing.
Yeah. We'll get there in a minute. R5 University, presented by College Salute Fan Zone.
The College Salute Fan Zone is your one-stop online shop for everything college gymnastics, from hoodies to crews to tees to tumblers and more. Check out dancenasticsdesigns.squarespace.com to shop all of your favorite college teams and support your favorite Region 5 alums all season long.
So week 12, conference champ, MAC championships, and Big Ten championships were our two lineup meets that we could choose from. On vault, Sierra Brooks, absolutely gorgeous. Your Chinkle 1.5. Rocked it solid, 9.975. Kira O'Shea, 9.925. Kira, I thought you were a little bit high on your vault. I saw the video, when I saw the replay of it, because when I saw the actual video, I was watching another box and it was very quick. I saw the replay and you looked a little high, but dang, girl, you can pull that 1.5 around and stuck it cold. 9.925 on vault, which I think what now, maybe five times over 9.9 on that vault. I mean, she's only been a few weeks, end of the year, since she's been doing it. Sage Kellerman, handspring front pike half, small hop back, beautiful vault, very nice. Unfortunately, the Big Ten Network caught it from behind, like the back of, like you saw her vault in and then her, you know, her back was to you when she landed. I'd like to have seen that on the side, but, awesome vault, 9.9. One of the major reasons why Western Michigan is a MAC champion team this year. That is Abby Singh. Her 9.875 Arabian layout was gorgeous. Probably the best layout Arabian I have seen her do, and she does them very well most of the time. But absolutely beautiful vault. She started, I think she was second on vault after Hannah Milton went 9.775. They needed to average 9.83 to win, and she put up a 9.875 and was able to start that process of leading to a MAC championship. And another slew of 9.875s. Gabby Steven, I'm still not sold. I think that for regionals, they should go back to your Chinkle Full, because she's not putting up the 9.925s that she normally does with your Chinkle Full, even though her your Chinkle 1.5 is very nice, but she did hop out of it. Nikki, another big step on this one, a couple weeks in a row that she's had over-rotated 1.5. She's just excited, you know, flies out of that 1.5. Maybe she'll get that landing at regionals, but a beautiful 9.875 for her. Tucker, Michaela Tucker, same idea. Everyone was just bouncy. They were just a little bouncy, a little bit excited. That was their second event after nailing floor, rocking floor. Peyton Murphy, 9.875, very nice year chinkle full hop back, another one of the 9.8s that they needed to obviously win that title. And then Caitlin Grimes nailed her vault. She piked down a little bit, but she was excited. She jumped a huge jump off out of that. She was excited for that stick and ran back to her teammates and big high five. She was very excited for that vault, a 9.875 for a 49.55. This will become a theme in for the next three events, just so you know. I feel like it's, we're Jordan Bowers in our scores here.
Yeah.
Okay, over to bars, Ashley Szymanski. Continues her dominance in the MAC conference on bars, winning bars for us and winning bars for the MAC conference. 9.925, absolutely awesome bar routine, gorgeous. Same as she always is. Huge ginger, beautiful landing, just excited as always. Sierra Brooks robbed.
Yeah.
9.925. She was robbed. She stuck the heck out of her full out. Her bar routine was absolutely beautiful. And I wouldn't say it was a 10, but I would say it was 9.95, 9.975. I don't know where a 9.925 came out. I was very upset.
Oh, one of the judges gave her a 9.85.
Right. That was a rob, and she should be, she should have been given.
Somebody
at least
call the cops. She's been robbed.
Yes. So I think you should have been higher, Sierra. Sorry about that. Isabella Rivelli, 9.9 on bars for Bowling Green at the MAC Championships. Very big Jaeger as usual. Very, very nice half and half out dismount. Beautiful routine. Gianna Gerdes, one of her high points of her roller coaster in Big Tens. 9.9 on bars. Absolutely gorgeous bar routine. Beautiful swing. Great landing on her dismount, 9.9 for that. Skyla, Nikki, and Gabby. That would be Gabby Wilson, 9.9. all beautiful routines. Gorgeous. Skyla's leading off for Michigan State, and just rocked that routine, which was awesome to see. 49.55 on bars as well. And then we move to balance beam and the great balance beam routine of Tori Vetter, Big Ten champion Tori Vetter, on beam, 9.925 for her. Absolutely strong routine, very solid flip-flop layout. Gorgeous. I don't think there was an actual wobble at all in that routine. Very strong routine. Sarah Morrow from Minnesota, also a Big Ten champion, 9.925 on beam. Awesome job for her, sophomore, vaulting and doing beam for Minnesota. Her vault, after she landed her vault, jumped literally 52 miles in the air. I mean, her jump, like, I think she jumped higher than she did when she vaulted. Like, it was higher than the full was in the air. But awesome job. But 9.925 and the MAC, or the Big Ten Championship on beam. Another champion in the MAC conference, Ella Chimonte, 9.9 on beam. I have to give you props, Ella. You definitely danced out, as Kim always says, just dance it out. You definitely danced out of your series. Aerial backhanding layout step up, front aerial backhanding layout step out. Definitely turned and did a little bit of side choreography to cover that little wobble there. But awesome job. Beautiful routine other than that, 9.9. Alyssa Alashari. I believe the last time you were at Ball State, you fell on your flip-flop layout step-up. Not here. Not this time.
Not today.
Solid as a rock. Good, strong backhandsprings or start round-off layout onto the beam. Very solid routine. I know you were excited. You were looking for someone to hug or cheer or clap to, and I don't know if you got lost or where your team was, where their corral was or what, but you look lost on who you're supposed to hug or where you're going, which I found was very funny. But awesome job, and we'll see Alyssa on beam, actually on bars and beam, at regionals coming up, but we'll get to that when we do our regional recap. And then Amanda Gruber and Skyla Schulte, 9.9 on beam, both absolutely awesome routines. Amanda, especially coming back from the last couple weeks of being very shaky on beam, which is abnormal for you, to rock that beam routine for 9.9, and definitely another reason why, you know, Western is the champion of the MAC this year. But Skyla's beam routine also clearly, you know, helped Michigan State win Big Tens, and then, proceeded to walk on her toes apparently afterward. But 49.55 there as well. Sierra Brooks, floor champion, 9.95. Beautiful routine, absolutely gorgeous, full in, half in, half out, stuck it cold. Gabby Wilson, another 9.95, also Big Ten champion on floor. Awesome as well, and I love the change to the layout, Rudy, this year. And then Skyla Schulte, absolutely awesome routine. 9.95, also the champion in the Big Ten for floor, but another great routine. They started on floor and just rocked the house on floor. It was awesome to watch. Gianna Gertis, this routine Kim has already talked about, and 9.925, just because, you know, you land double pikes like it's your job. It's so easy for you. Absolutely gorgeous tumbling. Beautiful routine overall, 9.925. And then, of course, Nikki Smith, a 9.925 as well. Another tumbled routine and performed routine, and Nikki double layout next year. Thank you. 49.7 for a grand total of 198.35. We kept this score because we had a 198.4 one of the weeks. I can't remember which week it was. So we got to keep the 198.35, which brought our season average, our NQS, sorry, to 198.07. which puts us in Fantasyland fourth. Now, because this whole situation with where teams were ranked and who was hosting, technically we're like in Florida's position, so I guess we would then go to Florida, but Florida shouldn't actually have gone to Florida, but they had to go to Florida because they were hosting. So it's all crazy. So basically, regional championships, we'll head to Ann Arbor. That's where we'll go, because Ann Arbor has the most alums. Pretty much all the teams have at least one, and there's a bunch of individualists. Kim will be there on the floor doing pictures. I will almost certainly be there in the stands. I'm taking my family and my kids, and we're going to go watch. Obviously, it's Peyton Murphy's last competition. Hopefully, she can make nationals either on floor or in the all-around. But this is a strong group of athletes, strong teams here, so it's going to be tough. I definitely want to see Peyton compete, especially since nationals are in Texas, and I wouldn't be going there. So we'll be heading to Ann Arbor, and that's where our scores will be to head to nationals if we can make it as the Region 5 university. We did not make it last year, so we'll see if we do this year. Congratulations to Michigan State. Congratulations to Western Michigan. Congratulations to Utah for winning the Pac-12. OU for winning the Big 12. LSU for winning the SEC. The GEC was won by Pennsylvania. Congratulations to them. EAGL was run by Towson. The MIC was won by Lindenwood. And hopefully Lindenwood's athletic department can see that they are, you know, a very good team and need to stick around and be part of college gymnastics for much longer. ACC was won by NC State. Mountain West Conference was won by Boise State. MPSF was won by Southern Utah. So congratulations to all the teams that were crowned conference tournament champions this year. And we look forward to seeing many of you as teams and individuals in the upcoming regional championships weekend. All right, best five of the week. We'll just get it going. Best stick, Kiara O'Shea, for her Yurchenko 1.5 and her MAC championship on vault. Great stick there. Best handstand on bars, Ashley Szymanski, and her big MAC championship also on bars. Beautiful handstand there. Best performance, well, of course, Faith for her 10. And we're going to say all of the conference champions, all of our conference champions, awesome job and great work in the conference championships to win your conference on your particular events and best performance there. Best at the college post routine celebration. I have Sophia Groth from Auburn. You see her, she claps every single event she lands. She claps like 3 times before she salutes. Like, she literally gives herself an excited
yes,
clap.
I saw that. And then, because I went and watched it, and I love that John Yargos, the first person to clap for Sophia was Sophia, and I'm here for it.
Sophia.
And then she mouths to herself as she holds her salute, 1, 2, 3.
So her celebration is epic. Sarah Morrow, I just talked about it when she jumps 50 miles in the air after her vault. That was exciting. And then I know you have several from the Big Ten Championships as well.
Bailey Libby from Iowa. Just her excitement after she hit her floor routine, and she's regionals bound as an individual. So very excited for her. But after she hit her floor routine, she just jumped 17 miles into the air, just like Sarah did. So very exciting. Tori Vetter, after balance beam, the emotion with her and Meredith. I have that in photo together. Oh my God, they were both so excited. It's just a beautiful moment. And then MSU in general for winning their first ever Big Ten championship. That moment of celebration on the floor, to be in that moment of celebration so close and just watching them with all that was just amazing. And then to see Mike hugging his parents was just I just cried, and it's just the most beautiful moment. I took photos of it and sent it to him, but oh my God, just amazing. So MSU just in general for winning Big Tens, because oh my God.
And then we did get to see Andy Lee. I did watch Andy Lee, and she did have that very nice college stick stay and salute. However, after bars. However, we are going to stick to our lineups here, and our best college stick stay and salute will be...
It's Tori Vetter off bars and beam as well also, but Tori Vetter bars, she just throws the sticks, stays, throws that head back. And you know what? I'm also going to give it to Ilka, our Region 5 transplant, because oh my God, she is... Her stick and stay and salute is the equivalent of Andy Lee's. Like, head to your butt. Actually, head to the back of your knees. That's how much that she bends her back.
Kim has a picture. Kim has a picture. I have the receipt. She did send it to me to see, and you are correct. Yes, we could change our logo.
We could.
That would be.
We could, but we're not.
We will come back with our regional preview pod within the next few days. So make sure you wait for that and check out that. So we'll be excited for that. But congratulations again to all of our conference champions, as well as the teams that won conference titles this year.
We know you enjoy our podcast and want more people to find out how awesome it is. So please rate and review us on Apple or wherever you listen to the Region 5 Insider Podcast. Please continue to follow us at r5college_podcast on Instagram and YouTube. Thanks again to Full Out Recruiting for your continued support, as well as our listeners. We could not do all of this without your support. Follow us on all of our social media accounts for the most up-to-date information on what's going on with our Region 5 alums all season long.
Thanks again for joining us for Week 12 Conference Champs Recap. Look out for our special guest interview pod coming at you soon, as well as our regional championships preview pod. We are excited for regional weekend and more spine-tingling coverage of our Region 5 alums. Follow, like, and subscribe. Peace out, Region 5.
5, 5, 5, 5, 5.